Who are you and where are we sat?
I'm Trudy and we're sat in the chapel at the Arnold's Manor Hotel.
This hotel's got quite an interesting history, has it not?
It has, yes. It was built in 1760, so it goes back a long way.
And last night I stayed in the room number 160. What's significant about that particular room in this hotel?
It's just the fact that we've had so many people that have given reports about 160, and it's just sort of like built up from there. So
when I googled the hotel online, there was a lot about the history, but there was also a lot of stories kind of reporting paranormal activity in and around the area. Some more interesting than others. I was fascinated by the story of the nun that was, I guess she would work in this part of the hotel that we're in right now.
Yeah, this is part of where the nuns actually done their choir practice. There was a church that was attached to the side of the building, which obviously was demolished now, and this is where they done their choir practice.
It had quite an unusual name, the church where the nuns used to teach in.
It was the Sisters of the Good Shepherd.
Sisters of the Good Shepherd Sanatorium or something like that, was it? Was it sanatorium or a...
I don't think it was actually sanatorium, but...
Oh, OK. Yeah, I was reading the history last night and there was all kinds of explanations. You have a book in front of you now written by Ken Taylor, which says Ghosts of the Arnos Manor Hotel, Bristol. What kind of experiences have you had, if any?
Well, I've had some experiences. I've been here for about 12 years. So, and I actually lived in the building for a while as a live-in member of staff. So I've had some strange things happen. Haven't actually seen a ghost, though. Probably just as well.
I'd ask to be paid more.
Yes.
So what kind of strange things are you talking about?
Just noises, and I've heard children laughing when there's been no children staying at the hotel at all. You know, in corridors and children crying. And obviously, again, no children staying at the hotel.
How did that make you feel at the time?
I'm fine with it. I'm quite happy. Yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. So,
what kind of things do people report when they stay here?
Some people just say they feel a presence in a room. And I've had a man actually say he could feel something pressing on his chest while he was asleep. That was in 160. So we had to come downstairs and spend the rest of the night in here, actually. Where he was so frightened, but he actually left his wife in the room.
She's probably relieved after hours of trying to stop him snoring that he left. Who knows where
exactly.
The pressing was coming from?
Yes. Yeah.
You never know, do you? I mean, I slept in 160 last night and I had a peaceful night. I mean, I went to sleep. And I did leave an audio recorder recording all night, though. I have the capacity for that amount of battery life, so I don't know if I'm going to go through 7 hours of audio because the little bit I just listened to was some unearthly snoring sound.
Yeah. One of the nuns, obviously.
So, I mean, there's a couple of reviews online, trusted places, and I was looking on Flickr, and there's a lot of ghost hunters like to come here. I guess people like to come here from all over the world, but you don't seem to be capitalising on the, I guess, it appeals to some people and not others in the marketing side of things.
That's right, yeah, we don't advertise. It's just people that come themselves, basically.
So the wall where the nun who allegedly fell pregnant and then was so, I guess, embarrassed by the condition that she was in being a nun, that she took her own life. And apparently, I mean, I don't know why they suddenly thought, we better not tell anybody, let's just brick her up in this wall. That wall actually exists?
Yes, that's the wall.
Looking at photographs of the repaired external wall where they... So they found the body, the builders that were renovating, and then they re-hid it?
Well, apparently so.
Builders, huh?
I think they just want to get the job done, I think.
I guess they thought, oh, we can't be... Well, I can understand the whole side of things where, oh, we can't be dealing with an archaeological dig here.
Yes, yeah.
Let's just get in, get out, otherwise we'll be sitting drinking tea even more than normal.
Exactly.
I'll definitely check. So there's actually photographs of... I mean, they're pretty sure that was the wall. I'm amazed that other people haven't come and decided to kind of... Do they have a name for this sister?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Because you know, there's a great opportunity for local historians, not necessarily to dig up the hotel, yeah, but to look at some of the documents. Because I imagine even back in the 1700s, 1800s, they would have kept a lot of documents, yeah, on what was happening here. And there's a whole chapter on Room 60, which I think I'm going to read before I leave here and head for Wales. Well, thank you very much for on a little bit of background, yeah, and I hope you have maybe an uneventful next few years working here.
Hopefully.
Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.